Okay, today is Daf Kuf Ches. It's also a famous, famous Daf in Maseches Pesachim. Today's shiur we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, sponsored by the Daskal family, the Shama Shav and Aliyah. Okay. So we said yesterday that Rava wanted to bedafka have a good taiva to eat matzah b'tiyavon on Pesach night. So what he did was he used to drink wine erev Pesach. That gave him the cheshek, that gave his stomach the room to have more matzah, eat more matzah. And we said yesterday, the Gemara says, matzah tvei, to eat more matzah, that every bite of matzah to eat to get a mitzvah. Davni Nezer says. Okay. Amar Rava, Mina Aminala, how do I know? The chamra migra garer, that wine makes you more hungry. Where do I get that from? Now you'd think, the more your belly is full, doesn't matter if it's with wine, or with cheese, or with bread, you're going to be full. No. Wine has a property where it makes you more hungry. It makes you more interested. What? So what? Anyway, how do I know? Ditnan. Because we have a Mishnah later that says, Beikosos halalu, between the first two cups of wine, of the four, right? Imrat zolishtos yishta. If you want to drink, you can drink. You're allowed to drink extra cups. It doesn't look like it's mosif ala kosos. It's okay. It's a complicated sugya. We'll get there. But you're allowed to. Zaka should be allowed to. You're going to get fooled up on wine. The answer is, it doesn't fill you up. Right? Ben gimel l'revi, ben shlishi l'revi. Between the third and fourth cup, lo yishta, that you shouldn't drink. We'll get to that, why you shouldn't do that. What do you, navi amarta mitzad tzoid, if wine fills you up, then amai yishta. How could you drink wine? Haka achil ma matzah achil lagasa. You'll come to eat matzah like an achil lagasa. You'll come to eat matzah and you're not going to be hungry. You're going to stuff yourself. Obviously, wine doesn't do that. It doesn't make you hungry. Elishma mina migra garir. Now, it doesn't make you hungry. Just the opposite. It makes you hungry. It draws you interested in eating more. Rav Sheshet's. Have a Yosef b'ta'anit that call Mal Yom d'Pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast the whole Erev Pesach. He wouldn't eat a thing. Why wouldn't he eat a thing? Name of Kasavar of Sheshes, Samach Micha Gedola Tanan. Maybe Rav Sheshes held that the reason why you don't eat is because of the Micha Gedola, because of the Karban Pesach, because we're afraid you're going to be busy with a Suda, you're going to ignore the Karban Pesach. What? Maybe it was a Bechar. It's a good question. So far, we haven't found one makar for that fast, I know that. Right? Maybe I don't know if it's gonna come up. We still have 2 weeks more to go. I don't know, but interesting. And the reason he was fasting, he wasn't eating, was because of the carbon pesach. Even though Rosh Hashanah lived hundreds of years, the Tosfos will ask that question in a minute. Dilma mimshach, maybe he'll become preoccupied with his suda. Right? And he's going to come to, and it'll be prevent him from bringing the carbon Pesach. Says Tosfos right here, the third one. Af adav tahashta leka Pesach. Even listen to this Tosfos. Even though bizman hazeh there is no Pesach, Rav Sheshet didn't have a carbon Pesach. What kind of thing is that? He fasted because of the carbon Pesach. There is no carbon Pesach. Mikol makom ha'iser shahaya bizman habayis lo batal. The iser that existed when they did have a carbon Pesach, that never was batal. Which is a very funny halacha. That, if that would be true, we're going to reject it anyway. We're going to say that Rav Sheshes. We're going to say that Rav Sheshes was such a person that if he even ate one little thing, he couldn't eat. So he had to fast to eat matzah at all. But the funny thing is, probably not. Right. Anyway, I forgot after Yehuda ben Beseira. We're going to see in a minute that Ben Beseira lo machshir. Lo machshir ela b'dieved, aval lechachila aser. You know what? Let's just read two more lines. If what do we know? We know that the carbon pesach begins when at kachatzos. So what is Rav Sheshes fasting in the morning for? The whole day after fast? Even if it's true that he was fasting because of the carbon pesach, and there is the carbon pesach today, but the gzeirah never went away. So he's fasting from Mincha Gedola. Why is he fasting from when he wakes up? Why is he doing that? So, the Gemara says, V'savar, back to the Gemara. We'll go back to Tosfos in a minute. V'savar lakia the Amr of Oshia, Amr of Elazar, Machshir Hayy ben Beseira, ben Beseira matired Pesach sheshachtu shachmis ba'arba asar. He matired a Pesach that was shechted in the morning. I never heard of such a thing. Ben Beseira allowed it. Why? L'shmo. Umitzafra zman pitzchahu, the kuliyah machazi l'pitzcha. They shechted in the morning because the whole day is really mutter, even before chatzos. The savar bein arbayim, bein erev the esmol, erev the idna. Bein arbayim means from last night till tonight, meaning from the night of bedikas chametz till tonight. You can't pick carbonos at night. So the minute it comes in the morning, you can go already bring your carbon pesach. Rebbe Seir held like that. So if Sheish is held like that, listen to how many steps. If Sheish is held like that, and the gzeira of the Beis HaMikdash never went away, so he woke up in the morning, he couldn't eat. Right? Back to Tosfos. Tosfos, even though there was no carbon pesach, nevertheless, the gzeira still applied. And Ava lechadchila asur, by the way, lechadchila, it's usher to bring the carbon pesach because lo sishchad al chametz, lo sishchad al pesach v'adayin chametz kayim ad vav shos. So what on earth is Ben Beseira talking about? How can you shech the carbon pesach in the morning when you're still allowed to have chametz? The Torah says you're not allowed to do that, right? So what does Ben? So what does Tosfos explain? What? So he's not eating anyway. No, but you're allowed to have it. You're allowed to possess it. Doesn't matter whether you're eating it or not. You're allowed to possess it. Right. So what's going on here? No Tana argued on that halacha. No Tana argues on the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to bring the carbon pesach till the sixth hour. No one argues on that. So it's Ben Beseira holds it. You know, you can bring it in the morning too. Why? Because the Bein Harbayims are different Bein Harbayims. Okay. Anyway, Kiva the what? Huh? No, but you're allowed to have it in your house. You can't bring the carbon pesach.
Doesn't mean he did.
So the question was, why did Rav Sheshes fast? Why did Rav Sheshes fast from the morning? Why? Oh, because you must have held. You can bring the carbon pesach in the morning.
Right.
How can anyone hold like that?
You can bring your carbon pesach in the morning. It doesn't mean that you have to have the carbon in your house. I cleaned it up last
night. I know, but since you're able to, I thought you're allowed to have it. To have it. So the answer is notwithstanding that din. Ben Beseira holds, like Mati, that you have to get rid of it. I don't have it. And bid the evidence, okay. Right? Where am I? Mikal Makom, Kiva, bid the evidence, kosher. Bid the evidence would be good. Funny halacha. Torah said, bid the evidence would be good. Svir le lahach, bisholech, amen a boker. See, with mach, we're not to eat in the morning. Yeah, chumra like that? The chumra on something that's not even. It's a chumra on something that you're not even allowed to do. You hear? It's a chumrah on something that you really can't. So bid the yevet, you can do it. It's a very funny. Anyway, we're going to reject it anyway. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the reason Rav Sheshes fasted. Shiny Rav Sheshes the istin is having. He was a very particular person. Ve'i, toyim, betzafra, even if he ate in the morning, midi, something, l'orto, lo havi, mahani, l'lechla, at night he couldn't eat. He wouldn't be able to eat. So he had to do that to himself. He was someone who was, you know, the Mishnah Nava said, he was Roes Anolad. He knew himself. He knew his personality. And he knew, if I go sit down and have a normal breakfast, he couldn't do it. Good, that's a good thing. That's a good Shavach. People know that, then they should act that way also. Okay, very good. Excellent.
Why publicize something that doesn't apply to the man? Why publicize the chumrah that doesn't apply to the man?
Because it might not be as infrequent as you might think. So by the way, and what if in the morning, not to eat in the morning, because at night you're not going to have a taiva, that's very unusual. But what about at 4 or 5 o'clock?
Yeah, people like that.
What? Correct. Doesn't mean to starve yourself, but you know your consistency, and you know that all of Sheshes did was he was row with some Nolan. So you also have to row with some Nolan.
My brother drank all day like Arafah. Wouldn't he get drunk?
So there's a Gemara that says that the Rava was fed wine when he was a little boy. Rava was given wine when he was a little boy, grew up with wine. So he was able to tolerate it. There's a Gemara that says that. Rava was given, his mother gave him wine as a baby. He was raised with. Rava was a certain, not everyone's Rava. Right. Vafilu, the next part of the mission said, Vafilu, Oni should be Yisrael, lo yochel ad sheyesev. Even Oni has to do Haseba. Right, and we explained in the Mishnah, And Ani's going to say, what am I doing a tzeba for? I'm doing a tzeba. I live in poverty. I have a horrible life. I'm very poor. No, Pesach not. You do a tzeba. Why? Because be'etzem, you're a melech, and be'etzem, you're a tzaddik. Right? Be'etzem. Happens to be that right now you look poor. That's okay. Itmar. Matzah tzarech tzeba. Matzah requires a tzeba. Okay? What if you ate matzah without a tzeba? Because mana zeh, you ate matzah without a tzeba. It's a big shiloh what to do. So Shulchan Aruch says, you have to eat a tzeba again. You have to eat again with a tzeba. A piece of it, a kazayas, the shear. Oh, so the Ramah says that there's a shita out there called the Ravya, and the Arishon, and the Ravya says there's no haseba bizman hazeh. Because haseba, we're going to learn now, is a very fun, no one eats like that today, bizman hazeh. It's not a derech ha-melech today. Even the melech, you can find the melech somewhere, right? The king of England, or the king of Siam. They don't eat like that today. It's not the derech. So in the times of the Rishonim, the Rav Yosef said, it's not stable. At the times of the Gemara, at the times of the Mishnah, it was a common thing. It was a derech cheirus, and you act like a derech cheirus. We don't hold it to Rav Yosef. What? What do you mean? No, we don't hold like that today. So we don't eat like that today. So the Rav Yosef said, we don't pass like that, Rav Yosef. Right, the halacha is you do a seba. What if he forgot? So the Shulchan Aruch said, too bad, got to do it, eat over again. The Ramah said, no, you could rely on the Rav Yah, right?
Make a bracha over
again? That's a good question. I would say no. I don't know. I would say no. I don't know. Now, but David, in your joke, you asked a very good question. The question is, listen to this question. If the Rabbanon attach a condition to a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you don't fulfill the Rabbanon part, do you fulfill the d'oraisa part? That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are arguing about. Right? What other example do you have of such a thing? If the Rabbanon attach... No, I'm talking about a case where there are what an Eilat tells you to do. What?
One example.
Another example.
You changed the Raisa for a Dura.
No, but if you don't blow, you didn't become anything. Here, totally. If you eat matzah, who did Haseba come from? Haseba is not in the Torah. It's a Durabana. Durabana added it onto Haseba. So I don't do Haseba. I didn't do a Raisa of eating matzah? Is that possible? Tosfos says, yes, it's possible. With another example of that, sukkah. The Torah says, you have to eat in a sukkah. Comes along the Rabbanan, if you're in the sukkah, but the table's in the house, you're not yotze. Why? Shouldn't do that. Because maybe you'll lean over. What if I ate like that? Well, I'm not mekayem and mitzvah d'oraisa of sitting in a sukkah? Tosfos says, no, you're not. Yeah. Why? Because the Rabbanon have the power to form how a mitzvah is supposed to be done. Same thing over here. The Rabbanon said to do Haseba. What if I didn't do Haseba? I didn't Mekayim a mitzvah of eating matzah d'oraisa? Shulchan Aruch says, no, you have to eat it again. It's fascinating.
Yeah, but the Rabbanon could say that it would go along with
wives. What?
Let's say Rabbanon say, you know, now to be Mekayim a mitzvah, you have to eat two kazaisim.
Like now.
Okay?
Right.
So, it's a slippery slope.
Right.
At what point do you say, no?
Right, they can't make your life crazy.
So what point is that?
Right.
But isn't that the Rabbanon just adding it on, or are they saying that this was always meant?
So the Mechaber says you have to eat again. You have to eat again. If you don't eat matzah b'seba, if you go ask a rabbi in the morning, you come during the Seder, I forgot to eat b'seba.
No,
you live next door to the rabbi, so you go knock on the door, what should I do? What would he tell you?
But then you
don't worry about it, you will Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa? I don't know what he'll say. You probably have to do it again. What? So the bracha is a question because you don't have to make a bracha anyway. If you do a mitzvah without making a bracha, nothing happens. Nothing, not ma'akev. Right?
Question.
It's not ma'akev.
Right.
Right. So just a very interesting, today when you make you eat so much of a kazayas, it's not easy. So it's a very interesting topic.
Would you go there with kazayas?
No.
How big is your matzah treating?
They're big. It's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question. Look, it's an interesting topic when the Rabbanon come along and do this to you. Like over here.
These Rabbanon decrees are just there in terms of the rights.
No, they made a decree. They made a takana that you should eat behesev. But why did they do that? Did it to torture you? No, they did it to benefit you. Because that's the only way you'd walk by the palace, see the king was sitting like that. Oh, wow, what a king. Like, no, in Pesach, you're also like that. You also sit like that. So Bisman Azeth says, we don't do that. Everybody sits normal. Therefore, the takana doesn't apply. That's also a slippery slope. The Rav Yah. He was a Rishon.
Very loaded question. You know, when they change it for a specific reason,
Correct. So by the Sukkah reason, they change it also. Why they change it? Why they change it for Sukkah? Because they want to torture you? No, because they want to make sure you sit in the Sukkah. So everybody knows, human nature, if you're here and the food's over there, you're not going to be in the Sukkah. And what if I'm going to outsmart them? Okay, so we know all that already.
Yeah, but that's not going to change as fast.
Right.
For example, a calendar, I'm just saying, you know, right. 1 day, 2 days, that's something that's changed.
Right.
So why wouldn't that switch?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a very big topic. Just
that's
one.
Not human nature. I understand what you think of human nature.
On any rabbinic interpretation of that.
No, because...
If you make a breath of lulav and you don't shake it all the directions, you just go one shape like that. You go to the middle.
Yeah, that's not a derabbanon. It's a minha. Shaking a lulav is not a that's not a derabbanon that's not a derabbanon that explained how to be mekayem the daraisa. It's not. What is it? It's a minha. And what if you don't shake in all these directions? Nothing happens to you. You're still mekayem the mitzvah of taking a lulav. All you have to do is pick it up. There aren't that many of them. There aren't that many of them where the derabbanon, the way they define the way you do the mitzvah. Aren't that many. Very few. Think about it, how many there are. Right? Okay, next. Maror ain't Tzarech Hetzeva. There's no Hetzeva by Maror. Why? Because Maror is obviously Yayin. What about Yayin? You have to recline by Dalet Kosos? Itmar Mishmeid de Rav Nachman Tzarech Hetzeva. Some learned Rav Nachman said yes. Vitmar Mishmeid de Rav Nachman ain't Tzarech Hetzeva. And some said no. And by the way, Velo Pli, they're not arguing. Ha b'charti katsi kama, ha b'charti katsi bacha. Is it the first two or the last two? Which ones do you require a seva for? So Rav Nachman once said, someone heard Rav Nachman say the first two, and someone heard Rav Nachman say the last two. The Amai le lahai gisa. Some said the first two, some said the last two. Amai le lahai gisa, trei kasei kamoi boi seva. That's the first two require a seva. Hashtahu dekal maschile de cheres. Now we're talking about cheres. Trei kasei basroi lo boi seva. The last two don't need a seva. Why not? It's old news already. How many times are you going to repeat that? Now, what's the last two? Benching and halal? We already said we're Hetzeva. So ask Tosfos, then why do we have Hetzeva by Matzah? Also, my da havahava. Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos, my da havahava. Shekvar omru gu'ula of Nasuda. We already talked about the gu'ula. Ba'afaga, the Matzah, tzarech Hetzeva, v'lo omru, my da havahava. We don't say that. Shiny Matzah, Matzah's different. She ikr suda yosumi yayin. It's the ikr suda. Okay, v'od also. Yayin, behesev, kvar b'shnei kozer rishonos. I already did a say by the first two. Right? V'od also. Shekazer b'torah zechel l'cheres shol hizim b'tzekel b'hach b'tach shenigalu. It says b'feirish, black and white. We didn't go out. We went out where the dough didn't rise. Right? Af agav t'havi lechem oni yesh l'ochel derech cheres. Even though it's lechem oni, you eat it b'cheres. A contradiction. Ma'ash atzorech etzeva b'matzah hayinu kishem b'rachina al'achilos matzah u'b'afikomen. That's a big machlokas. What's the mitzvah of matzah? Is it matzah or is it afikomen? Here, Tosfos say both. You have to do a seva by both, by the matzah and by afikomen. Back to the Gemara. V'amri le'lahai gisa. Others say no. The last two require a seva. Why? Adrava. Trei kasei basroi boy a seva. The last two require a seva. Ha'i shaita dekah v'cheres. Because now I was free. The first two I was right. Trei kasei kamoi lo boy a seva. Dakati avadim ha'yinu ka'amar. That's, but the first two was still holding by the Abdus. No one saved by the first two, only by the last two.
So when did it come about that they defined the four cases that are for the Shani Sekulah?
We'll get to that in a few minutes. Well, Rashi said it on the Mishnah. Right. Rashi said it on the Mishnah.
All cases are Kulah.
We'll get to that in a few minutes. But we're going to get to that in a few minutes. We talked about women. Hashtod the Itmar Hachi, Vitmar Hachi. Now some said the first two, some said the last two. Idi v'idi boy haseba. All four require haseba. Asks the Ran, we have a din called Safik Brachas, Safik Derabanan Lakula. Safik Derabanan Lakula. So why don't we do haseba? Why are we doing haseba? Safik Derabanan. The first two, well, maybe it's the last two. But the last two, maybe it's the first two. Sami Darbana Lakula. So he gives three answers. First answer is, because when it's something that's a very little tircha on your life, it doesn't make a difference, we don't say Sefer Darbanan Lakula. Now, when could that else apply? I don't know.
Wait, do you ever do Sefer Darbanan Lakula when you don't do it at all?
Oh, that's the second answer. His second answer is, if you say Sefer Darbanan Lakula, you'll never do Hezeva. You won't do for all four. Right?
By Yayin.
You're not going to do Hezeva. The only Sefer Darbanan Lakula where it turns out you're never going to do it. They say that by Megillah. It's a suffix if it's the 14th or the 15th. So you can make it such a way, you're never going to hear Megillah. Suffix if it's a walled city, suffix if it's not a walled city, 15th, 14th, you're never going to do Megillah. That's that kind of life is that. That's not what Suffix Darbanan Lakula meant. The third answer is, the Shulchan Gebarim gives this answer. He says, Suffix Darbanan Lakula is only if it's a machlokes. And I don't know who the Paschal like. Here, the suffix is, I don't know what he said. That's not Suffix Darbanan Lakula. Some say Rav Nachman said this, and some say he said this. That's not Sefer Darbanan Lakula. What kind of suffix is that? You don't know what he heard. You say it's Machlokas, so he would say his. He says, okay, you want to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. It's a suffix, right? Okay. Good. Prakton. What about lying down? Lo Shema Haseba. That's not Haseba. Haseba is Yamin. Lo Shema Haseba. Leaning on the right is not called Haseba. Why not? So the Rashbam says, the reason why it's not called Haseba is because you can't eat like that. You can't lean on your right and with your... Most people are righties. You can't lean on your right and be a righty and eat like a normal person. It's not normal. V'od, also, Shema Yaktim Kana Levesh Yavev De Sekana. Also, because everyone knows that reason, because it's the second reason. The first reason is because it's not normal. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you're a lefty. If you're a lefty, then reclining on the right side is normal. It's still a sakana. Okay, so nobody leans on the left, on the right side, even if you're a lefty. Isha etel bayalobo haseba. A woman with her husband doesn't require a seba. Vimisha chashuvihi, tzricha haseba. If she's an isha chashuva, she requires a seba. Says the Mordechai, every woman is an isha chashuva. Every woman is an isha chashuva. Why don't anybody... What? Smart answer. So the Ramah says again, you can hold like the Rav Yah, that there's no haseba bizman hazeh, and if a woman doesn't want to recline, you don't have to bother, you don't have to drive her nuts. She doesn't have to. Right? Okay. No, because we already learned that women have to eat, drink full cups. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Ben etel aviv, boy a seba. A bed with a father requires a seba. Iboy lohu, Talmud etel rabo mai. What about a Talmud by a Rebbe? Does he have to have a seba? Toshma, abaya ki avinam beimar. Abaya says, you know, when I was by my Rebbe, Zaginon ad birchei dahadadi. We were leaning on each other's knees. In other words, we all had a seba. Ki asinon lebei Rav Yosef. When I went to Rav Yosef, Amar lo na lo tzrichisu. You don't need a seba. Mor rabah kimor shemayim. Right? It's like you don't act that way in front of Hashem to lean like that. It's a funny halacha because the whole haseba is to be the derecheres. So what's the matter if you're a son or a woman or in front of your rebbe? It's a difference. But I guess, I don't know. What's the difference? Right? Oh, no, nobody would ever say, no, you shouldn't do that halach in front of your Rebbe. Why not? Because it looks like you're one-upping him. No, it doesn't. That's not halach. You have to do a seba. Meisev, 1 second. Now I call Adam Meisev, Afil Talmud Eitzel Rabo. But here we have a brayso that says that a Talmud does do a seba in front of his Rebbe. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a Rebbe. Kitanya hahi b'shul denagui. That's his teacher in the trade school. Doesn't mean his Rebbe. It means his teacher, his professor. You ought to do a seba in front of your professor, even if he's a firm guy. Iboilahu shamish mai. What about a servant? Hashma the Amr b'shul ben Levi hashamish sha'acha kazayis mata kishu meisev yatsa. When he's meisev, he's yatsa. What do you see? Meisev in lo meisev lo shma mina. Right, that a shamish has to do a seba. I don't understand. Shema mina, right? I don't understand why a Talmud would not need a seba. Why a child, a son, in front of his father would not? Why a woman would not? Why not? So the stated answer is because not derech kavod. But it's a mitzvah, right? The Torah says the Dorbanan said do a seba. What does that mean?
Just assume that the Rebbe would bring Bochel.
What?
Would assume the Rebbe would bring Bochel.
Right.
Against the Talmud, that's the Rebbe.
But how is doing his seba a violation of kabbalat
avicha? It's for the same reason that it's not called the your father's the king of the house.
Who said that? Who made up that rule? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No, they don't say that. They don't give that answer. They say that. Here, Rashi says. Why? Rashbam says. Why can't a woman do a seva? Mipnei emas baila kufufalo. Because she's bound. She's afraid of her husband. So what? What kind of answer is that? What does that mean? What does that mean? Right. Then says. Then it says Ben Eitelaviv. So Rashbam says, don't have a cough of kol kach. You're not that afraid of your father, so you can do a seva. Right? You're not that, you know. All right. Exactly. You see how the shadow hateva, right? V'amar Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavos ba'arba kovtas halalu. Women are chayiv in four cups. Women are chayiv. Says the last Rashi, go to Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Why? Shlosha kineged gimel kosos chenerim bupasik zeh, the kos paro biyadi vagomer. Three times it says the word kos by the dream with Yosef and paro. Vervi berchas amazon, and the fourth is benching. What does that have to do with the, for, not only that, that Rashi didn't give that reason in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rashi said the four lashonos of geula. What's going on here? By the way, we explained in the Mishnah, the Gemara never says a reason for the four cups of wine. This parak starts off, and a person should drink four cups of wine. Where'd these four cups of wine come from? Out of left field. Out of left field. So the Aruch HaKadosh explains like this. If you have the four Lashonos of Geula, how do you know it's wine? Maybe it should be four Lechem. Who made wine? Oh, I have another pasuk that has a reference to wine with cups. So put the two together. That's what Rashi says. That's what they explain Rashi. That's how Rashi gives two different answers. You put the two together, and you get four cups of wine at the Seder. That's the first answer. The Lashma B'Limudim says, you know what the answer is? You know why Rashi over here gives a different reason? Because in the Mishnah, it said four cups of wine. Here, we're talking about women. Why do we drink four cups of wine? Women, did women slaves? Women weren't slaves. They weren't part of the Shibud. So why do women have four Lashonos of Geula? They only have like two and a half Lashonos. Right? They weren't in Shibud. Says Rashi, I got to think of another reason why women have to drink four cups of wine. The reason of the four Lashonos doesn't apply to women. Apparently not. According to this answer, they weren't slaves. So I have another reason, a reference to Yosef. That's the best I can tell you.
Their children were slaves.
What?
The children? Their children were slaves.
So, but the women themselves weren't slaves.
Yes, so if you used to think that Yosef dreams of the men had that seven times, then
what? They're only four Lashonos of Geula. Only four of them.
Okay.
So I don't know. Wine, I have the cups of bread.
The seven reasons for men and women.
Yeah. According to this. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. They were also in the Nes. Right, so what does that mean? They were also in the Nes. Says the Rashbam, the Amar B'Masech Tetzota, B'Schar Nashim Tzidkanios, in the Schar of the holy women, Shev Oso Ador Nigalu. That's the reason that we were redeemed, because of those women. V'av V'chein Gabi Mikra Megillah, Amar Hachim Mishum Da'al Yedei Esther Haya, V'chein V'chanaka B'Masech Tetzabes, Lashon Merenu Halevi. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? Af means also. They were also part of the Nes. What does that mean? That sounds like they were the main. What do you mean also? If the Rashbam is right, then the word after shouldn't be there. The af, they were also part of the Nes.
Yeah, that answers your question.
What?
That answers the last question.
Doesn't make sense.
Sure doesn't.
What?
You're asking a question about they weren't involved in it. Seeing now they are involved.
No, but Rashbam says the reason why we. What do you mean af and hoy also an Nes? They were the reason that we got an ace. They were the reason we got an ace. Because of Esther. Because of Nashim Tzidkanios. Because of Yehudis with Chanukah. What do you mean also? That also means the second rate. Rashbam says that's the main reason. So Tosfos no. Also means they were also part of the Gzeira. That's what it means. Now, you could even say they couldn't leave Mitzrayim. They just weren't slaves. Right? So they also got a Geula. Because they couldn't leave by themselves. But they weren't slaves. You could say that.
Why yeah. That they were part of the nation, they weren't afflicted by the Makkos either.
What?
Just like the men were afflicted by the mockers, they weren't afflicted by the mockers.
No Jews were afflicted. No Jews were afflicted by the mockers.
So the women were also not afflicted.
So the Tosafot says, "Mashma the ba'osa sakana the lahashvid laharug la'abed." They were also included in that, and that applies to all three: Hanukkah, Purim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then Tosafot says something staggering: "Af agaf," even though. The af hein hayu, so Natosos means, says it means, they were also part of the nace. Not they were the main reason, they were also part of the nace. Right? So Tosos says, and why are women part of Mitzukah? They were also protected by the clouds. Why were they chayav in Sukkah? Right? Tosos says, af agaf the af hein hayu ba'osu ha'nace, ki b'sukkah so shafti, hasam ba'asei de'oraisa. That's because Sukkah is a de'oraisa. So af hein hayu ba'osu ha'nace doesn't govern the orisas. Abel ba'arba kosos the rabbanon tiknu gam l'nashim kivin shein ba'oso anes. In other words, there's such a thing as the mitzvah to say shas bagrama. That is on the orisa level, nothing can touch that. That afin hayi ba'oso anes, nothing touches that. Now you have such a thing as a rabbanon, four cups of wine, megillah, chanukah neros. Now a woman included in those? Well, the mitzvah to say shas bagrama. Yeah, but after how you bought on this. Oh, okay, so we're going to include that.
Wow.
That's what Tosa says. Right? Black and white Tosa. That's a fascinating, that's a staggering finish that the rights of the Rabbanon now are different regarding Mitzvah Seishas Mount Grama, which we never thought that. Right? Okay. What? No, they don't have to. They've taken it upon themselves to hear Shofar. We said, how many mitzvahs are there that Mitzvah Seishas Mount Grama that women don't perform? You think there's like 100, right? So I think there are 6. Only 6 mitzvahs that women don't perform. Right? It's all it is. There's virtually no difference between men and women. Tzitzis and tefillin are the 2 big ones. What else is there? Can you even think of any? Think about it. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Arba kosos lo tzarach shebehen kidei mezigas kos yafa. You have to pour a good cup. Shason chai yotza. If, now, I don't know what this means. If you drink it raw, what does that mean? Raw, undiluted. I know this year, Rav Belsky came out with a new Haggadah. This is Rav Belsky's right up his alley. He went through the whole 20-page piece in there explaining what does it mean, diluting it, and mazug, and chai, all these, and putting it into modern terms with the percentages of alcohol. He has a chiddush there, which I think he says the minimum you can have is 6%. I think he says something like that. Some chiddush, which was not, grape juice has 0%. Right? He says some kid. It's a. I don't know the mechanics of wine. It would be interesting to go through that piece. It would be interesting to go through that piece nice and slow, because these gemaras always come up with the wine, and you don't really know it. Anyway, shison bebatachas yotza. You drank it in one shot. You're yotza. Rashi says, what does it mean? You drink it in one shot. You take a big cup, and you put four cups in the big cup. Says the Rashbam, it doesn't make any sense. If you do that, that's one cup. That's called one cup. I don't care how big it is. It can hold 100 revias. One cup. Rashbam says if you drink your babas nachas means you drink them four, one after the other. You sit down for kiddush, you drink one, then a second one, then a third, then a fourth. Oh, you know what? I'm going to get drunk later, so I'll do it right now. Right? Right? If, in other words, you don't drink them al ha-seder of the seder. That's what it means. Hashka mehan labanav l'bnei beis yatsa. So this is also controversial. This means that the leftovers of the cup you can give to your kids. Shasan chai yatsa. If you drink it raw, whatever chai means, you're yotze. Amar Rava, yidei yayin yatsa, yidei cheres lo yatsa. It is considered wine. You make a hadafen on that. That's not cheres. Shasan bevasachas. What if you drank them all in one shot? Rav amar yidei yayin yatsa. No, yidei arbakosas lo yatsa. You're not yotza arbakosos. Why not? Because there's no toeles in drinking the fourth cup at kiddush time. The fourth cup has to be on hallel. You can't do that. So you see from here, there are two elements. There's something called cherus and something called arbakosos. The only way you're going to get both is if you do it al ha-seder and you don't use yayin chai. Hishke mehen lebanavul mebeis yotza. You can give it to the kids. Am Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Vahu to ashti ruba de kosa. As long as you drink rov kos, I mean, you're giving them a little bit left over. You want to give it to the kids? That's fine. You have to drink rov kos. Meisvei Dalet kosos halalu, these four cups, tzarech sheyeh ben kedei revius. They have to be a revius. Echad chai, echad mazug, echad chadosh, v'echad yashan. It doesn't matter if it's chai, mazug, which means diluted, old, new. Yehuda omer tzarech sheyeh botam umare yayin. You have to have the tam and the mare of yayin. What does that mean? The mare of yayin. This is the makar that some people are makbid on Pesach. Red, we'll get to red in a minute. And B, to use a glass kos. Mare. Now you can see the top also, but the more mare, the better. The more mare.
You don't want the wine sitting in
a why? Not good for the wine, right.
That's what I keep saying.
Anyway, Ketani Mia says Kedei Revius. It says Revius. Vata Marta Kos Yafa. You said before Kos Yafa. It's the same thing. Amr Idividi Chachi. It's the same shir. My Kedei Mizikas Kos Yafa. The Kamala Kol Chan Vachad. The Havelei Kula Revius. It means a Revius. Rav Yehuda Omer Tzarek Shehebo Tamu Mare. What does it mean, Tam and Mare? Amr Rava. My time with Rav Yehuda. The Siv Altira Yayin Ki Yis Adam. Right? Has to be red. Why red? Bunch of reasons. The Marsha says because red wine is better for, it's a better taiva. People have better taiva for red wine. The Or Zeruah says it's a zecher to the dam that Paro shechted babies when he was a matura. The Ramban says that, other Prima Gadim says it's a zecher to Makas dam. The question is, if you don't use, what if you use white wine? So Rabbi Billet once had a whole shear that white wine that we have today is not the white wine of the Gemara's time. The Gemara's time, there's no such thing as white wine they have today. Today you can have a white wine that costs more than a red bottle of wine. The only difference is the grapes. But there's no difference in etzem wine. But I'm not sure if we hold like that in the end. But the Ramban already, the Rishonim said, if it's a machlokas, if you use white wine, even yotze. Something not even yotze. Bizman hazeh, I don't think anyone says that. There are preferences to use red wine for the other reasons. It's a zecher to the dam. It's a zecher to the dam of Paro. It's there's a pasuk here that says it should be red. I don't think if you use white, if all you have is white wine, I don't think but not that anyone would say it's pasul. It might be a hinder to use red wine. Right, put a little red in. Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, then we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Oh, yeah.